Got your
Hey everybody. Welcome to the Irregular Search for Truth. I'm Scott.
I'm Sachin.
Here we go again. So I had a thought today. I was riding the BART, and for all of our out of town listeners, BART is the Bay Area Rapid Transit. It's sort of like a subway.
Radical, man.
It's yeah. And anyway, I was riding the BART, and I've realized that this has happened to me. Anytime I sit down next to someone who I'm going to talk to in the BART, it's incredibly loud. There's just the noise of the train in the tunnel.
Yeah.
And if I'm on the BART by myself, and then it's not that loud, and I can like overhear other people talking. But it's never quiet when I want to like talk to the person next to me.
The BART is crazy loud sometimes.
It is.
I thought it's funny because when you said that, I thought you were like, today I'm going to make random conversation with a stranger.
No.
I'm going to talk to somebody.
Today. I ran into Noam Chomsky on the BART.
No way.
Yeah, I shook his hand. I was like, hey, are you Noam Chomsky? He's like, yes, I am. And I was like, oh, wow.
And you're probably one of the few people who would actually know who Tom, like, who would be able to recognize.
Well, some other liberal East Bay lady recognized him first, but she didn't say his name. I just heard this, you know, oh, sir, you know, blah, blah, blah. I turned around. I was like, that's Noam Chomsky.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. That was the only famous person I've ever run into,
I think.
That's
probably the last person you're going to run into on BART anyway.
Maybe. Maybe.
When was this? Like just last week? Or
I would say it was a couple weeks ago.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, he was in town doing some speaking engagements. I was like, hey, are there any engagements coming up? And he was like, well, I think you missed most of them. And the last one sold out. I was like, oh, well.
Chomsky.com.
Yeah, that's what I've been like, oh, you need a better marketing guru. I'm looking for a job.
Cool. Did you guys talk about anything of note?
Well, no, because the lady who spied him first kind of sat down near him, and so I just sort of bided my time, like maybe she will get off, but then it became apparent that, you know, she was monopolizing chom time, and so all I did was like, well, my stop's next, so I'll just go say hi and see if he's doing any speaking things, and that's all.
So, chom time.
Yeah. Don't miss Chom Time with Noam Chomsky. Da-na-na-na-na. This is what you need, Professor Chomsky, a marketing guru.
Oh, we should send him the link to the podcast.
Chom Time.
Like, oh, that was that guy I met. All right.
No, he'd be like, my God, there are a lot of crazy people out there.
The internet has enabled too many of us. Mm-hmm. It's over.
It's a democratizing force for evil.
Somewhat. Was that your topic? I think earlier you mentioned to me that you had something.
That was the topic was the BART noise.
Oh, okay.
Like and basically that was an example of how situations occasionally appear. You know, the same situation will occasionally like appear differently under different circumstances. And I was wondering, you know, you often pose these sorts of questions to me. Do you ever notice anything like that?
All right. Well, recently I was thinking that we need a word. And maybe there already is a word. So, you know, there's words for everything, it seems like. But maybe we need a word for... Now, have you ever had an experience... And I guess you asked me a question, but I'm going to answer with a question.
Okay.
Have you ever had this experience where, like, somebody points something out, like the way something works, like in the world or whatever? And then you're like, oh, and then you start noticing it everywhere. Mm. Like, for example... I don't know if you knew this, but you know how the Ford F-150 is a truck?
Yeah.
There's also the F-250 and there's F-350.
Right.
They're all, like, the number kind of indicates some sort of, like, power of the truck. And I didn't know that.
Oh.
I learned it, like, maybe 5-7 years ago.
How'd you not put those together?
I just didn't pay attention to trucks or whatever. But I guess it also has to do very much with the amount they could tow.
Mm-hmm.
But that I never would have known, right? Or... Like, I mean, you know, things like that, where it's, like, little small things, but now it's, like, you just go around looking. It's, like, oh, there's that. Oh, there's that. That's how that works. Or did you ever see Fight Club?
Yeah.
And did you see the part where he pointed out that in film reels,
Oh, there's a little boop.
There's a little, like, yellow dot in the right-hand corner. Yeah. It's like you would never notice that, right? Or you would notice it, but you would just never think anything of it.
Right.
But now that you see it, every film that you see, if it has that, you're like, oh, Fight Club. Yeah. You know, oh, that's that thing. Now I know what that is.
The
projectionist has to change the reel. So, like, you need a word for something where it's like almost like lifts kind of like this gauze off your eyes for that particular aspect of the world.
You know? I've got a word. Chom time.
Well, I didn't know. Chom time is like a contraction. Or not contraction, but compound word for chom time, right? Maybe it should be like...
It's for Chomsky time.
Well, yeah.
But I'm creating a new word.
But maybe like chomedy or something like that, you know?
Time
like,
chom?
How about... chart? No,
that's already a word. That means something that... You know, it comes on paper and it indicates something.
Why paper?
It could be a map.
I'm just saying it's speaking like the sixth definition.
Oh, it could be a leather chart.
Well, it could be like
a chart on skin.
I mean, a chart could be on plastic, right? Or it could be on vinyl.
I guess
vinyl.
So. You're right.
You could draw a chart on a dry erase board. But I'm just saying, like, we need it. Be, I mean, maybe there is a word. Like, another example, I could come up with example after example. But, like, another example is, have you ever watched hockey?
Yes.
Are you familiar with the blue line?
I'm not that much of a hockey expert.
Right, but and like if you watch hockey, it'll just be like crazy madness. Like people just like running around, hitting each other, checking each other into the boards.
Is the blue line the third line?
There's two blue lines.
Right,
one,
okay, yeah.
Dividing the... And so like it's so it turns out that like
the thirds.
When you're playing offense, you have if you cross a blue line once, like if the puck crosses the blue line, then everybody can enter the blue line area.
Right.
But as soon as the defense clears the blue line, like they send the puck out of that area, then the entire team, your entire offense, has to clear that line and then come back in.
Yeah.
It changes the world of hockey.
Like suddenly hockey is very complicated.
Yeah. Like if you didn't know that, like and it's like, and a hardcore hockey fan might be like. Right now, blowing his mind because like he doesn't even understand how like I have to explain this to somebody, you know.
Well, that guy clearly didn't grow up in a baseball football family.
Right. So it's like, but once somebody noticed that, or somebody explains to me, it's like, oh my god, that's so much different, and it's amazing how like if you go watch a hockey game, you'll hear like oh or yeah, and it's like why did they cheer? Oh, because they cleared the blue line, or oh, because they you know this like. Subtle things like that, and just all sorts of things in society. Like, I think,
but there's a reason for that. It's so the hockey player can't just cherry pick, you know, sit
oh,
by
oh,
the goal.
I mean, and, yeah, I'm not trying to, like, say anything about hockey.
I'm just saying that, you know, it's not like these phenomena that you suddenly reason or realize exist for no reason. You know?
Oh, no. What I'm saying is, like, there's very clear reasons why things happen, mm-hmm. and yet you never really kind of absorb that was there for a reason.
Okay.
And now you've discovered the system. You've discovered the way things work, and it just like changes your outlook, you know? Like when you walk down the street.
A paradigm shift.
Yeah, like now that I walk down the street, I notice that. I notice that. Oh my God, I noticed that. Like I never noticed that before. And it's like, it's so interesting to me.
So is the word we're looking for that change of mental state, or is it the existence of the new plane? Or what are we looking for in terms of the word?
I think it's the experience of like a sort of filter or gauze like being lifted off your eyes with regards to that particular aspect.
A word that means a very specific partial enlightenment.
Yes. Yes.
We'll
yes.
call it slice lightenment.
No. Slice lightenment. Or partial epiphany.
Partial epiphany.
Parpiphany.
A partiphany.
Partiphany might be better.
Partiphany might work. Though what if we can't even do combined words? What does it sound like if we can't combine other words?
Dude!
No, that's already a word. It's got to have, I mean, like, this experience has to have a word that sort of...
It's like clicking, you know? It's like just when you're walking down the street, you know? I mean, have you had this experience? Like, do you know what I'm talking about? New topic? Very, very well.
No. That wasn't the new topic sound. The new topic sound is
beep. New topic? Very well. But have you experienced this experience before?
Well, yeah. I mean, for example, my my girlfriend works in doing environmental consulting, and so they look at a lot of proposals for power lines and transmission lines. And once she started learning about all this stuff, now she just notices them everywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, that's a, you know, 500 kilowatt power line.
Yeah. And another thing is like...
Whereas I would be, that's just a big power line.
You know, sometimes you walk along the street, especially in like urban environments, there's like kind of spray paint on the ground all the time. Like, mm-hmm. we're going to do this kind of work. You know, each color means something.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's blue, sometimes it's white, sometimes it's pink, sometimes it's orange. And like, they each have meanings. Like, blue is always water related, which makes sense, you know? But
right.
But it's not just random. There's like a system. And it, like, you know, you use a certain color for a certain source.